Okay, so one of the biggest issues in mining is permitting. Do you guys have permits to drill or permits to mine?
We are permitted to operate a 1,000 ton per day capacity. Our drilling permits will come with our exploration plan. The way Quebec works is they want you to submit a full exploration plan. So when we submit that, the turnaround times are quite quick, but it's cells inside the claims that we'll be drilling. This is what's really exciting about ES Gold, right? It's like it's really starting to come out. People are starting to get attention, or ES Gold is starting to get attention from the market. But this is not a new company. Like permits have been worked on for the last 15 years. It took a long time to get them, but now we have them in hand. And because we're cleaning up a toxic tailings that are sitting on surface in this town, is we have tremendous relationships with the government, with the community, and all stakeholders around. So our permitting process, although complete, is there's tremendous incentive by all of those involved to get this cleaned up and allow us to operate. That's our processing costs are $35 a ton. We've done our 43-101. We know exactly how many tons are in the tails, how many ounces of gold, how many ounces of silver. And right now, as I was saying to you before we started recording, is when I jumped onto this, is we had revenue projections, and I thought it was great to fund drilling. Those revenue projections in the last 2 months have accelerated significantly, to say it conservatively.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good to see you, Andy. I'm doing well.
Yeah, it's really good to see you. First, to all my viewers and listeners, I am a investor, an active investor in ES Gold. I bought on this pullback. I'll call it tax loss selling. That's what I bought into, and I thought it was a gift from heaven. That's number one. Number two is ES Gold is a sponsor of the channel. Just full disclosure to all of you out there. Also, Gordon and I are very friendly off camera, so just so everybody knows. Gordon, just give us, we're going to get into some news that just broke recently, but first, give us an overview of ES Gold, where you guys are at, and what you're pulling out of the ground, gold, silver, copper, whatever. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So ES Gold is an exploration development company in Quebec. We are 80 kilometers west of Quebec City, and our primary focus is reprocessing the historic tailings that are on surface, which will further fund exploration of a past producing mine that operated from 1910 to 1990, but never been properly explored. Like we're talking maximum 200 meters at depth in drilling. There's been no property-wide exploration. Everything was production drilling. So we see an opportunity here for vast exploration potential. But by self-funding this, by cleaning up the environment, cleaning up those toxic tails that are surrounding the town, to get some cash in the till and be a cash-generating exploration company.
Got it. And what are you exploring? What's the metal or what's the resource?
The past production profile of the mine in the early 1900s was zinc and lead. So there's a serious silver component, but it's silver and gold that we'll be going after. There's a significant amount of silver and gold left in the tails, and that's what we're going to be exploring.
Excellent. Okay. And you tell me about cash that you have on hand right now. And I'm just thinking about this as a shareholder for to all my viewers. I want to know if you're well funded.
We have a 14 million cash in the bank as we're pushing towards production and development, building out this mill coming to towards completion here, ideally in the next few months. We also have a $9 million credit facility from Ocean Partners. We signed a deal with them as and that's been a tremendous partnership moving forward. It's
Congratulations.
something that's going to be long lasting. So we're well capitalized to be able to push into the future here to get into cash flow as well as do some exploration in the spring.
Okay, got it. And just to all of our viewers and listeners, how much are you exploring? Give me a size of the land that you guys have staked out.
So this is the first time in like this area's history where like the whole system's been owned. Like we own 13,000 hectares in this area.
That's a
So
lot of land. Go
it's
ahead.
quite
Sorry.
significant. The goal here is like where the mine was, is there was a lot of drilling around that and just kind of chasing the mineralization, but no property-wide exploration. We've done geophysics. This A&T survey kicked out some really exciting anomalies that showed some structure to the south, to the north, and down at depth. So controlling the whole system was very important to us. So we can really step out and really sink our teeth into the real size of what we're looking.
Got it. Okay, so one of the biggest issues in mining is permitting. Do you guys have permits to drill or permits to mine?
We are permitted to operate a 1,000 ton per day capacity. Our drilling permits will come with our exploration plan. The way Quebec works is they want you to submit a full exploration plan. So when we submit that, the turnaround times are quite quick, but it's cells inside the claims that we'll be drilling. So we're in the process of working that right now. I'd like to give you the exact number of the meters we're drilling, but all of that news is going to be coming out here soon as we work with our geological team to put that plan in place.
Got it. So it's really, and it just to be candid, permitting is not a problem with ES Gold, correct? Like the traditional exploration company that has to wait 5 to 7 years for a permit.
This is what's really exciting about ES Gold, right? It's like it's really starting to come out. People are starting to get attention, or ES Gold is starting to get attention from the market. But this is not a new company. Like permits have been worked on for the last 15 years. It took a long time to get them, but now we have them in hand. And because we're cleaning up a toxic tailings that are sitting on surface in this town, is we have tremendous relationships with the government, with the community, and all stakeholders around. So our permitting process, although complete, is there's tremendous incentive by all of those involved to get this cleaned up and allow us to operate.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, to all my viewers and listeners at the 30,000-foot view, I think you guys had some really good news hit about, I want to say, within the past week. Talk to me about that. What happened and what's the big news?
Well, the big news is like that we've been talking about is the building's complete. Like we're done with the mill building. We get to fill it now. So
So you have a mill.
we have the building. The mill is landing. We have equipment arriving every day. We have installation happening. We are in full-blown construction mode right now, and that is saying in the January in Quebec, where it's quite cold. Feeling very fortunate that we insulated the building because we're going to be operating year-round, and we are in full-blown construction mode right now. It's quite an exciting operation. We have trucks coming in and out. Infrastructure is phenomenal, so we're not having any issues on the with the snow, with the temperature, is we are moving quickly and efficiently right now to have this thing built out.
Okay, excellent. So talk to me, work through me through the really the first quarter and the second quarter of this year. Are you gonna have a lot of news flowing coming? And yeah, what kind of news flow that you can talk about that you'll have coming so that will move the stock?
We're in for an exciting year for sure. An exciting few months is we've been working in the background on our 3D model and the understanding that the system in which we're sitting on top of. That comes down to a lot of geophysics, taking in past drilling, a lot of the historic work. By modeling that and having a better understanding is we're going to come out soon here with a 3D model that's going to provide a lot of targets and I think really show the market the sheer size of what we're looking at, that this is not just a tailings play with the blue sky potential. We're going to show that that blue sky potential is very real. Then in addition to that, we'll follow up with our exploration plan, show the market what we want to do and why, and then have solid updates moving forward about moving towards that first pour, which we're expecting here in 2026, where our goal here is to be a cash producing company in the year of 2026 with massive exploration potential. Is as I've said to you, Andy, like the risk in the junior mining space is tremendously high, but it's high risk, high reward. By mitigating that risk by being cash flowing, we're not going to continue to dilute our shareholders. We're going to be able to generate our own cash to be able to drill to sh show the true potential of this system that we're sitting on top of.
Yeah. So to all my viewers and listeners, this is why I bought ES Gold. Number one, it was at a great discount when I bought it. But number two is just think about just what Gordon just said. They're going to be pouring gold. The goal is for that this year. And when a company at these prices are pouring gold, when they're producing gold, that is significant cash flow coming in. Now, the issue is with a company that is cash flowing, usually they do that too soon, meaning they can't explore the property, or they don't have enough money in the bank to do the other exploration. But the great thing about ES Gold is there's so much room in already historical mining jurisdiction and property that shows a significant amount of gold and silver. Okay, so you have the duality of silver and gold. Another issue you have a lot with exploration companies is they're drilling to sell the company to be taken over. I'm not in the boardroom with ES Gold, but the great thing is when you're producing gold, you have optionality. You can further the project and become a mid-level or a small level, mid-level, even a big level producer, who knows? But what you can also do is you can have the optionality of potentially getting bought out. That is me talking. That's not Gordon talking. But yeah.
It's but you said it right, optionality. And that's when you're cash flowing, you get the at advantage of optionality. Like, we're not talking about mining right now. We're talking about processing. That's our processing costs are $35 a ton. We've done our 43-101. We know exactly how many tons are in the tails, how many ounces of gold, how many ounces of silver. And right now, as I was saying to you before we started recording, is when I jumped onto this, is we had revenue projections, and I thought it was great to fund drilling. Those revenue projections in the last 2 months have accelerated significantly, to say it conservatively. Like, our silver component alone is remarkable. And a lot of companies do get in trouble early because they jump in too early without doing the work. We've done the work, but this is also tailings. We're not going in, we're not blasting, we're not spending a lot of money on stoping. We're picking up the dirt that's literally sitting on top of the ground between houses in an area that needs to be cleaned up, and we're running it through our mill. This is trucking to a facility 3 minutes down the road. Is we wouldn't be in such a good position as if the infrastructure wasn't in place, if metal prices weren't where they were, although this made sense 15 years ago. Where the jurisdiction that we're in is, the stars have really aligned with this project. That's why we're so excited about where things are moving now, is just because we know our costs, we knew it was profitable, we knew what we were trying to do. And with gold where it is, or silver where it is, it's like, okay, this is we're looking at some serious cash flow from the cleanup of tails,
Yeah, excellent.
our startup
Gordon,
capital.
if people want to know more about you, do some more research, where do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on? And what is your ticker symbols?
We are on the CSE, ESAU. We're on the OTCQB ESAUF. You can find us at esgold.com, or you can reach out to me directly, right? Like, this is, I am more than happy to talk about this, answer any questions that anybody has. This is what I do, and I'm obviously, you can tell, I'm quite passionate about the future of this company, because we're doing things differently, but because it makes sense, right? Like, getting into cash flow and then having growth from there makes sense, and we have the opportunity to do it. There's tremendous money to be made in mining, and there's so much capital. It's so capital intensive because of the permitting, because of the development, all of these procedures that go into place. But this opportunity allows us to make money and then grow. Is it's a unique position to be in, and I'm quite excited of the position that we're in.
Yeah, and I'm quite excited as well. To all my viewers and listeners, again, I am an investor. I bought on this weakness. I bought on the OTC, the over-the-counter market. And yeah, I'm really excited and happy to see where things go. And looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta, Rob. I'm sorry, Gordon. This springtime, and hopefully come up to your neck of the woods and see the facilities and see the pouring when you guys go into production later on in the year. So I want to set that all
That
up
first
for
bar will be
everybody.
exciting for sure. And yeah, looking forward to having you up there. It's from where I've worked in the past and different projects here and there, is the one thing that's really nice about ES Gold is the accessibility. Is we'll land in Montreal, we'll be up on site in an hour and a half, and then we'll drive to Quebec City for lunch and drive back to site. Is this is you don't get accessibility like this. So we're in a good position. It'll be fun to have you up there. Work on your
Excellent.
French.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thanks, Gordon. We'll have you on again in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, man.